smoke, sizzle, and a spat. Civic bodies in India are entrusted with a lengthy list of functions. Exasperating citizens is one of them. They're designed to impede endeavor, enterprise, innovation, anything that could do the public any good. If Vicky and Arya really wanted to give back to society, they could plant a couple of trees to restore the ones they've raised for licenses and pointless paperwork. Arya was on a rampage, axing tree after tree, chasing lawyers, sucking up to despicable municipal commissioners who sat on files like their reserves of gold, sweating buckets in the sweltering heat, in queue for an audience with authorities to obtain absurd permissions and licenses, to redevelop, redesign, and refurbish the place, to occupy an existing premise. In the office of the municipal corporation, a podgy young man, fair-haired, not brained, sat on a pile of files, drawing lines in a register as though he was reworking the network of latitudes and longitudes on an atlas. And the world obviously depended on it. Nonchalant to a queue of people paying penance, pleading with the loafer to look up. Arya was one of them. She needed a stamp here, a sign there, clearances to get the Turkish kiss flying. But this line was stuck till someone opened the gates of their respective purses and drew some solid dough to cream the greedy sloth. Arya had smoke coming out of all her pores. They had waited for weeks and couldn't hold on any longer. The pile, not couch, potato was about to be mashed. It's not the best hand to play with a government official, but she did. She made a recipe of a scene with spice to smoke every podgy part of him. To everyone's surprise, the pile shook, and promptly her papers were signed, stamped, and cleared for the Turkish kiss to blow. Her co-queuers, relieved by her mini-mutiny, promised to come when it opened. But this was not the end with the authorities. In the weeks ahead, officials would show up, at random, for their routine greys. You know, because it's the done thing. A fix to keep the bigger bullies at bay. The crumbs you often feed the hungriest, stark-raving mad dogs to keep the neighborhood calm. The deal you hammer out that allows for small bites of extortion as against having to part with the mains or dessert. So, if Arya was thinking this is her worst day, well, it isn't even going to be in the top 10. Then again, as difficult as giving in may be, at least they're not giving up. Meanwhile, Vicky had rounded up forces to make the place look like, well, for starters, a place that people would actually want to walk into and then remain inside and maybe even frequent. A half pint of a man named Mario, civil engineer of this mega sibling mission location, entered with a fancy blueprint of the site, only to realize his current sketch was the stuff of dreams. The reality was a dark, dingy dungeon. His sugar and salt levels dropped glaringly from extreme anxiety at the sheer impossibility of the assignment ahead. When Vicky squeezed half a lemon and threw a teaspoonful of sugar into a cool glass of water for him to guzzle, Mario's energy levels were restored, albeit the blood pressure readings in the room had reached the ceiling. Nevertheless, Mario was figuring out the water and sewage and drainage and how all systems could, in fact, go. One big battle down, a victorious, take one for the team in every unjust public sphere activist Arya now walked in with the architect. After scanning the ruins, she laid it down, first thing. This is going to take months. Wry smiles were exchanged. This was more dehydrating than the desert of Atacama. They soon concluded the architect was the human embodiment of a barcode scanner, threatening their accounts would be drier than they'd anticipated. This would cost this, that would cost that, and the bill till ran out of paper. That's it. Blood pressure levels were somewhere in the stratosphere now. Life was giving them lemons, and so... exactly. They made and swigged some more chilled lemonade. Vicky then continued noting down the likely cost sheet on his arm. and Arya brought white ink for the paper and a wet cloth for the arm to erase expenses that could potentially be eliminated. Before the body sizzled itself to carbon, they parted with a plan. To begin. Well, at least they knew what to expect. Do we ever know enough? And the place was on its way from ruin to renewal. They met Chief Chef Muad later that night for a drink, and they should have bought him another one for saying what he said. Look, the start is the absolute worst. There's a certain level of crazy that you have to be ready for. Your bacon isn't burnt, it's smoked. That's got to be how you look at it.